Local news, timeless hits, WRGN. It is exactly 7 o'clock.
Local news and timeless hits, WRGN, Racine, Kenosha.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. An arrest in the murders of an Arkansas couple killed on a walk through Devil's Den State Park with their young daughters.
We were able to take a monster off the streets and bring relief to Clinton and Kristen's precious girls.
Their daughters escaped. State Police Colonel Mike Hager says 28-year-old Andrew McGann's been charged with two counts of capital murder in the deaths of Clinton and Kristen Brink. Officials say he was arrested at a barbershop in Springdale. Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders.
I want to be clear that if you commit a violent, senseless act here in our state, our law enforcement will hunt you down and bring you to justice.
No word on a motive. President Trump says now's the time for countries to make tariff deals before it's too late. The White House says 11 of the U.S. top 15 trading partners already have. South Korea, the latest. CBS's Jared Hill.
President Donald Trump posted online that South Korean imports will be taxed at 15%, adding Seoul will invest $350 billion in the U.S. and purchase $100 billion in energy products.
Money is going to pour into the United States like we've never seen before.
The president is promising to raise tariffs on most international goods this Friday.
The president's just posted to Truth Social, tariffs are making the U.S. great and rich again. Mr. Trump says a new decision by Canada could hurt the country's chances of a trade deal. Prime Minister Mark Carney joining French and British leaders announcing recognition of a Palestinian state.
This intention is predicated on the Palestinian Authority's commitment to much-needed reforms, including commitments by the Palestinian Authority's President Abbas to fundamentally reform its governance, to hold general elections in 2026 in which Hamas can play no part.
It comes amid fears of a potential mass starvation in Gaza. A second day of hearings gets underway in a few hours on January's deadly mid-air collision between an Army helicopter and an American Airlines flight. NTSB Chair Jennifer Homendy testified yesterday.
There is a possibility that what the crew saw was very different than what the true altitude was. We did testing in May that shows concerns with the altimeters.
Chances are your ticker's older than you are. CBS's Bradley Blackburn explains.
Researchers at Northwestern University calculated people's heart age based on their risk for cardiovascular disease. They found men on average had a heart age 7 years older than their actual age, and women's hearts were 4 years older on average than their real age.
Dow futures up 145. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. It's the second OWI for the guy that crashed into a Racine Unified School Tuesday. 23-year-old William Diebold of Oak Creek was in court yesterday after crashing his car into Olympia Brown Elementary School at just after 2 a.m. Tuesday. A complaint says Diebold admitted to drinking a few hours earlier and was speeding when he lost control and went through the school wall. When police got there, there were two people found outside the car. His passenger, his girlfriend, said she had minor injuries. The school had been under construction building an addition. Officials are now figuring out how quickly they can get everything fixed in time for classes in a little more than a month. A water rescue team from Kenosha County was called in to help with an issue on Lake Michigan last night south of the state line. It was the report of two parasailers in distress that brought Pleasant Prairie first responders and others to an area near North Point Marina in Winthrop Harbor. Due to high waves, an initial push into the water was delayed. They were eventually found and are safe. There is a warning about getting in the water running through tomorrow morning. The National Weather Service is advising people to stay out of the water during the beach hazard advisory. There's a celebration of 30 years for our Racine Young Artist Program tonight. 23 youth artists will present their summer residency work this evening as part of the Racine Main Gallery Program. The works include collaborative furniture art and creative writing, with a live auction for those interested in bidding and helping the cause. The event is free and runs from 6 to 9 at the branch on Washington Avenue. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
Packers prepare for family night. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Green Bay Packers holding practice in pads on Saturday. They're expecting a sellout for family night at Lambeau Field. Second-year running back Marshawn Lloyd is out with a groin injury. Baseball, the Brewers traveling to D.C. today. They'll face the Washington Nationals tomorrow night. The Crew losing to the Cubs 10-3 yesterday. They won the series 2-1, but fell short of a sweep. Pitcher Freddie Peralta.
I'm happy because we won the series, but, you know, my goal for today was just trying to give my best to sweep them, but, you know.
Peralta giving up 5 earned runs in just 4 innings, his worst start of the season. His first pitch of the game, a home run.
Freddie always gives you a chance. He did some good things. You know, he'd like to have that one pitch back. I don't mind that the kid hit the first pitch out of the park, but we got deeper into it. You know, walking people, that's not part of his gig. That's not the best Freddie when he walks people.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Today's writing forecast is brought to you by Hog Lawyer, the lawyer who rides at hoglawyer.com. Summer means kickstands up, and the Hog Lawyer reminds you to always ride safely. Because no matter how cautious you may be, accidents and personal injury can happen in a split second on a motorcycle. So if you're injured or in an accident, call the lawyer who rides, the Hog Lawyer, at 888-999-6644 and trust an experienced, compassionate, and aggressive attorney to protect your rights. Phone 888-999-6644 or visit the Hog Lawyer today at hoglawyer.com.
It is going to be mostly sunny today, our high right around 74 this afternoon. Tonight, it'll be clear with a low of 65. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high right around 75. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 63.
36, I'm not handling my 30s very well because I'm realizing 30s is not old, but it is almost old. Like, you're right there, you know? And some of you are in your 30s, you're like, that's not true, I'm still young. Yeah, the first stage of grief, denial. And everything changes. You can get hurt doing anything in your 30s. Anything is dangerous. I play basketball once a week. I texted a friend my age, and I said, hey, are you going to be here this week? And he said, no. I threw out my back, and I said, how? And he said, folding a sheet. And I wasn't surprised. I was mad at him because we needed the numbers. I was like, come on, man, you're 36. You know you can't be doing that by yourself anymore. Everything about health becomes much more challenging. That's what it is. And even your goals change, you know? Like, in your 20s, you say things like, I want to look hot naked. And in your 30s, you're like, I want to look pretty good dressed. I'm not trying to get in good shape. I'm trying to get in a shape that nobody comments on. That's all.
That little town flirt. look at that style.
Is it
she's looking at you, giving you that smile. But I know she's gonna treat you wrong. So your heart just better be strong. Cause you can get her hurt, hurt, hurt. Yeah, you can get her hurt, hurt, hurt. Fooling around with that little town clerk. You better buy it now, boy. You better pass her by now, yeah, boy.
As Del Shannon, Little Town Flirt, local news, timeless hits at WRJN. Looking for sunshine today, high 72, 66, cloudy and windy right now. Beautiful breeze out there. Whoa, it's just gorgeous. I put my beak out the door a few minutes ago. Oh, it's just beautiful. 7-Eleven at WRJN. All right. What's the minimum number of floors you can take an elevator to without being labeled lazy for not taking the stairs? According to the survey, 2/3 of people said taking an elevator just one floor is socially unacceptable. Only 11% said one floor is fine. 14% said two floors is the minimum. The most popular answer, three floors, 22% of the vote there. Another 10% said four floors. And get this, 21% said, that's 21%, one-fifth of all the people, said you have to be going at least five floors before they'll stop judging you. Are you got to be kidding me? Climbing five floors? You know, when I was a little baby, we lived in an apartment building, and it was a walk-up. There were no elevators. We were on the fourth floor of the apartment building. And my mother used to carry me up with the groceries back and forth up and down the steps because she didn't want to leave me alone. I was an infant. So she used to take a bag of groceries, me in one arm, the groceries in the other, walk up four flights, take me down, another bag of groceries with me up four flights down. I'm telling you, I don't know if I could do that. That's amazing. Three Dogs Night. Here's one, WRJN.
One is the loneliest number that you'll ever do. Two can be as bad as one. It's the loneliest number since the number one.
91 Local News, Timeless Hits, WRJN. It's 7:15. Hey, don't forget, WRJN's on Monument Square in downtown Racine tomorrow as we celebrate First Friday in the tradition of Scooping the Loop. Scoop the Loop, live music, food, drink, and friends all on hand starting at 4 p.m. Stop by our WRJN tent for your chance to win State Fair tickets and Scoop the Loop at First Fridays this week with WRJN, and that would be tomorrow. Tomorrow's Friday already, huh? 70% of Americans think rudeness is now a national crisis. The average person deals with 17 acts of rudeness per week. Half of those happen online. And for the first time, Americans say the internet is the main reason people are more disrespectful in general. Ah, shut up. That's one. Got a few more to go today. Here come the Supremes. Local News, Timeless Hits, WRJN. Ever for the Supremes, Love Light. Yeah, whenever the love light starts shining through his eyes. It's 7:19, Local News, Timeless Hits, WRJN. Sunshine today, tomorrow, Saturday, and Sunday. No precipitation right through the weekend. Highs only in the 70s. Isn't that nice? Huh? Cloudy, 66 degrees right now at Radio Park with a windy breeze. I like it. Well, it's good to know that we save our beatings for inanimate objects. 36% of Americans, that's one-third, say they've either cursed out or punched their computer in the past 6 months. That's one out of three people. That's got to hurt when you punch a computer. Yeah. Here's Todd Rundgren. Hello, it's me. It's 7:20 at WRJN Local News, Timeless Hits. Speaking about local news, it's coming up in 10 minutes with Stuart J. Waddles right here.
Hello. Doesn't last too long. Maybe
It's Todd Rundgren. Hello, it's me at WRJN. Now, before Todd Rundgren did that song and he was solo, he was actually with a group at one time. The group was called Runt, and they actually had a hit song. And this was it.
Leroy, boy, is that you? I thought your post-hanging days were through. Sunken eyes and full of sighs, tell no lies. You get wise, I tell you now, we're gonna pull you through. There's only one thing left that we can do. We gotta get you a woman. It's like nothing else to make you feel sure you're alive. We gotta get you a woman. We better get walking. We're wasting time talking now. Leroy, boy, you're my friend. You say how and I'll say when. Come and meet me down the street. Take a seat. It's my treat. You may not ever get this chance again. That empty field is just about to end. We gotta get you a woman. It's like the sure are fun. I'll give it to you while we're on the run, because we ain't got time to get this thing together, cause woman who has been around, one who knows better than to let you down. Let's hope there's still one left in this whole town, and that she'll take some
song. That's Runt. That was Todd Rundgren's group before he went solo. So kind of a Todd Rundgren twin spin there this morning. 727 at WRJN. This guy in Wales loses his keys while he's walking around his farm. He brought in experts with metal detectors to help him find them. They found the keys all right, but they also found 14 medieval coins from the 14th and 15th centuries. It's not clear how much the coins are worth, but he's planning to split the profits with the 83-year-old guy who found them. I look in my backyard and I find bottle caps. I find old dog bones that they buried there years ago. I don't find any medieval coins in my backyard. It's 727 WRJN Local News Timeless Hits. Oh, Carol, here's Neil Sedaka.
But if you leave me, am but a fool. Darling, I love you. Though you treat me cruel, you hurt me, and you make me cry. But if you leave me, I will surely die.
Last time I saw Neil Sedaka, he was on The King of Queens. He made an appearance there. He was Arthur, Jerry Stiller's character. He was Arthur's pen pal. And he made an appearance at the end of the show. It's 7:30. Here's a vice president, general manager, Chris Morrow.
Recently, WRJN was advised by an attorney for the estate of Paul and Lynn Harvey that the rest of the story broadcast we've been airing were provided by a party that did not have the rights to issue us authority to air the program. We're working with the family's attorney now to return the rest of the story to WRJN, but until we can work those terms out, we're honoring the family's request to discontinue airing the rest of the story at this time. Again, we apologize. We know you look forward to hearing it every day at this time. But for now, we're going to follow the rules and work with the family in order to make sure our licensing and our ability to air Paul Harvey and the rest of the story is within all the legal limits.
It's exactly 7:30. Let's check our morning news once again. Here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The 23-year-old from Oak Creek that drove his car into Olympia Brown was in court yesterday. William Diebold made an appearance on a second offense OWI charge after crashing into the school Tuesday morning. A criminal complaint says he admitted to drinking a few hours before speeding and losing control, crashing through the school wall and ending up nearly 500 feet from the road. Officials are now trying to fix that damage before school starts in about a month. The two organizations that have remade an area bike trail got together this week to see the fruits of their labor. Kenosha County Executive Samantha Kirkman and UW Parkside Chancellor Lynn Akey recently toured the 140-acre trail system next to Pets Park. Those trails have been there for a long time, but were recently cleaned up and made official. Kirkman, in a statement, is praising the relationship between the county and the university, saying that the work benefits the entire community. The Wisconsin State Fair starts today, kicking off 11 days of music, animals, rides, and lots of food options. Country band Midland plays tonight, Boys to Men tomorrow. The celebration runs through next weekend. The Racine Main Gallery program marks 30 years tonight, featuring artwork and writing from 23 young artists. They spent the summer in residency and now have projects prepared. People can see their pieces and join a live auction to help support the program tonight. The event is free and takes place from 6 to 9 at the Branch on Washington Avenue. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
A lot of trade talk in the headlines, including the U.S.-China trade negotiations in Stockholm. But what does it really mean for agriculture? I'm Stephanie Hoff along with you on a Thursday morning. This is the Midwest Farm Report. Market advisor John Heinberg joins us. He's with Total Farm Marketing out of West Bend. John says the agreements and conversations so far between the U.S. and trade partners haven't had much teeth for agriculture.
You know, looking over some of those trade deals, they're nice. They're good for in terms of media, things of that nature, you know, getting some things off the table, maybe getting some set plans. There really hasn't been a lot of teeth to some of these that really support agriculture in that regard. A lot of the agreements are at least setting some targets for potential imports of U.S. products. But a lot of those targets are within what the parameters are, what those countries have been taking in the past. I guess the encouraging side is those are guarantees or supposedly guarantees that they will take those bushels or those pounds of beef or pounds of pork or whatever product that it may be into their country.
The U.S.-China negotiations in Stockholm have concluded. John Heinberg says right now, China is getting by without U.S. products because of the strength of the crops and South America. That's one thing that's affected the market price, is that demand from China hasn't been at the levels we'd like to see. Will that change? Time and negotiations will tell. More farm news coming your way.
Wisconsin soybean growers have a lot of choices when it comes to selecting seed varieties. If you're a seed dealer, help make their choice a little easier by shining the spotlight on your products through the Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. By entering customers in the contest by the August 31st deadline, seed dealers will receive $100 for one grower, $200 for three, and $300 for five or more. Growers must complete an entry and harvest form to qualify. For more information, visit wisoybean.org.
There goes Pam Yonke across Wisconsin in her suburban truck. Thanks to Zimbrick Chevrolet, Dane County's number one volume Chevy dealer with over 70 new Chevy trucks to choose from. Zimbrick Chevrolet East Madison, Sun Prairie, and ZimbrickChevrolet.com. Be sure to keep up with Pam and her travels at MidwestFarmReport.com and on Facebook at Midwest Farm Report, on Instagram at MWF Report, or by downloading the Midwest Farm Report app.
Dairy Pride is back in focus. Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative, one of the largest dairy co-ops in the country, is throwing its support behind this new federal legislation aimed at protecting the integrity of dairy labels. This week, a bipartisan group of U.S. senators introduced the Dairy Pride Act of 2025. The goal is simple: stop plant-based products from using dairy terms like milk, cheese, and yogurt. Edge President and dairy farmer Heidi Fisher urges lawmakers to act swiftly to keep misleading product names off of grocery store shelves. Learn more at MidwestFarmReport.com. I'm Stephanie Hoff.
The weather is brought to you by Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine. Phone 262-989-1001 or visit them online at BuildingWaters.com. There's still plenty of warm weather on the way, so make sure that you keep it cool all summer long and phone Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine to take advantage of their incredible $59 air conditioning tune and clean special. That's right. For just $59, the professionals at Building Waters will make sure that your AC unit is in perfect shape all season long. They're your one-stop shop, so give them a call today at 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
It is going to be mostly sunny today. Our high right around 74 this afternoon. Tonight, it'll be clear with a low of 65. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high right around 75. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 63.
Let it go. There are certain things in your life you should not be doing after a certain age, okay? If you're over 30 and still lean out car windows going, whoo! You're an idiot. You should be slapped and sterilized so that this will never occur again. I believe I'm strict but fair. If you're over 30 and still think, yeah, I could turn pro, you're a moron.
Yeah.
Bob Rand. Bob, 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 Bob Rand.
The Beach Boys, Barbara Ann, 7:39. Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. We're looking for sunshine today, tomorrow, Saturday, and Sunday with a high in the 70s right through the weekend. It's beautiful out there now. It's a nice breezy, cool wind or whatever you want to call it out there. And it's just beautiful. Dry air, no humidity this morning. Wow, we hit the jackpot there. Cloudy and 66 degrees right now right here at Radio Park. I actually feel very bad for this woman. It bothers me. You collect anything you consider odd, you'd swear it'd be worth money someday. Well, this British woman's prize collection of 163 bedpans went up for auction. Nobody bid on them. Not one penny. She says they're clean, washed, and in fantastic condition. She couldn't understand why nobody bid on her prized collection. I felt awful for this woman. She probably thought she'd make some money on it. Whoa. I'm a very sensitive guy. I feel bad for people when they don't get what they want. Here's Glenn Campbell.
By the time I get to Phoenix, she'll be rising. She'll find the note I left hanging on her door. She'll laugh when she reads the part that says I'm leaving. 'Cause I've left that girl so many times before. By the time I make Albuquerque, she'll be working. She'll probably stop at lunch and give me a call. But she'll just hear that phone keep on ringing off the wall. That's all. By the time I make Oklahoma, she'll be sleeping. She'll turn softly and call my name out low. And she'll cry just to think I'd really leave her. Time and time I've tried to tell her so. She just didn't know I would really go.
Glenn Campbell, by the time I get to Phoenix, I actually have two of his movies on DVD. One was True Grit, which was a huge movie with John Wayne, won an Oscar for John Wayne. The other one's kind of a lesser-known movie called Norwood. He made with his co-star from True Grit. She came back. Just forgot her name. Kim Darby, that was it. And he also had Joe Namath in the movie called Norwood. Wasn't a hit, but I found it on DVD so I can take a look at it. It's not a bad movie, not a great movie. All right, now I got some moron news for you. This woman in Florida arrested during a traffic stop when officers located a bag in her purse called Bag of Drugs. Inside, there were drugs. She's in jail. Her bag of drugs is being held in police evidence lockers. Why don't you just help them out, bag of drugs, huh? 7:43, got the loving spoonful. Do you believe in magic?
Do you believe in magic? Girl's heart, how the music can free her whenever it starts, and it's magic. If the music is groovy and makes you feel happy like an old time movie, I'll tell you about the magic and it'll free your soul. But it's like trying to tell a stranger about a rock and roll. Do you believe in magic?
Juan Sebastian, Love and Spoonful. Do you believe in magic? 745 at WRJN. Looking for sunshine today, high 72. Sunday tomorrow, 75 the high. Saturday and Sunday, sunny both days, highs in the upper 70s. Oh, looks nice. Right now, we got a nice little cool windy breeze, 66 degrees and cloudy right here at Radio Park. Well, this comes up every once in a while. Can you wash vegetables in your dishwasher? I don't know why people would want to do that, but experts say it's not a good idea because of the residual soap and chemicals in there. You're better off rinsing your fruits and veggies in the sink like normal. Remember when Kramer on Seinfeld used to bring all his vegetables into the shower? He washed them while he was taking a shower, and then he served them to the people, and they found out he made the salads while he was in the shower. 746 at WRJN.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
When words fall short, let Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha speak for you with stunning floral arrangements. For birthdays, anniversaries, weddings, and corporate events, let their breathtaking bouquets and elegant designs set the perfect tone. Include indulgent DeBrand truffles or a signature Carrie's candle featuring relaxing scents like Wisconsin Northwoods, Ocean Breeze, or Mom's Home. Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha. Enter the spacious parking lot from 75th Street just west of 30th Avenue. Open until 7 p.m. weeknights and 2 p.m. on Saturdays.
Tailgate like a legend with ice-cold drinks and high-octane energy at Studebaker's Fuel & Food. Crack open summer with bold energy boosts, frosty sodas, and refreshingly cold waters from Racine's hydration destination. Stock up on adult beverages, grab jumbo bags of ice, and keep that cooler packed for your crew. Need it fast? Swing inside or hit our lightning-fast drive-thru. We keep it cool, you keep it legendary. Studebaker's Fuel & Food at the corner of 31 and Spring in Racine.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
Says goodbye. Hooray for Hazel, I'm now on her list. I'm just another fool that couldn't resist. Hooray for Hazel, she put me down. Hooray for Hazel, she made me her clown. Hooray for Hazel, she's up to her tricks. Hooray for Hazel, she's getting her kicks. Never feels any pity or shame. A broken heart is just a part of her evil game. Hooray for Hazel, she did it again. I'll join the ranks of broken hearts that she put me in. Hooray for Hazel, she put me down. Hooray for Hazel, she made me her clown. Hooray for Hazel, she's up to her tricks. Thanks.
time of coming, we'll be able to say, hooray for Hazel, there's tears in her eyes. Hooray for Hazel, she knows how to cry. Hooray for Hazel, she's meek as a dove. Hooray for Hazel, she's begging for love.
That's Tommy Rowe. Hooray for Hazel. Local news, timeless hits right here at WRJN at 751. Looking for sunshine today with a high near 72. It's gorgeous right now. Cloudy, breezy, windy, 66 degrees right here in Radio Park. Being a kid sure was fun, wasn't it? A poll of parents found kids 6 and under spend around 10 hours a day just playing. I think if I had to go back, people ask me this, well, what age would you want to go back? I think 6 years old, 7 years old. First of all, you have no anxiety, no worries. You don't have to pay any bills. Anything you want, you just ask for and you generally get. I mean, it's great. And your biggest worry is when you go outside, are your friends going to be out there? That's the biggest worry you have all day. Other than that, what a great life at 6, 7 years old. At least I had a great life. I lived in a Leave It to Beaver house. I really did. It was just great, especially at that age. Yeah, if I had to go back, but I don't want to go back with the knowledge I have now. I want to go back with the knowledge I had then, because right now I'd be worrying about stuff. I don't want to worry about anything. Johnny Rivers, here's Summer Rain. Local news, timeless hits, only here at WRJN.
Summer rain taps at my window. West wind soft as a sweet dream. My love warm as the sunshine. Sitting here by me. Here by me. She stepped out of a rainbow, golden hair shining like moon glow, warm lips soft as a soul, sitting here by me, yeah. She's here by me.
Johnny Rivers, Summer Rain. No rain in our forecast, at least for the weekend. It's going to be just gorgeous. Plenty of sunshine right through Sunday. Cloudy, 66 degrees currently right here at Radio Park. All right. You know, I don't know how your boss is. I am very fortunate to have good bosses where I work. And I hope your boss is good and not like this. Tough working in the fast food industry. Case in point, a guy who just got a job at a Chipotle in Georgia says he forgot to take the trash out. His manager chased him with a gun because he forgot to take the garbage. I think it's time to find a new job at that point. I can't imagine wanting to work there. I don't think the manager's going to be there much longer if he was not fired within moments after doing something stupid like that. All right, 7:56, local news, timeless hits, got the Stones, paint it black.
I see a red door and I want it painted black. No colors anymore, I want them to turn black. I see the girls walk by dressed in their summer clothes. I have to turn my head until my darkness goes. I see a line of cars and they are painted black. With flowers and my love both never to come back. I see people turn their heads and quickly look away. Like a newborn baby, it just happens every day. I look inside myself and see my heart is black. My red door, I must have it into black. Maybe then I'll fade away and not have to face the facts. It's not easy facing up when your whole world is black. No more will my green sickle turn a deeper blue. I could not foresee this thing happening to you.
It's 8 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. We're learning more about Andrew McGann, the 28-year-old arrested at a barbershop in Arkansas in the murders of a husband and wife in Devil's Kill State Park in front of their two young daughters who managed to escape. Correspondent Omar Villafranca is in Springdale.
McGann recently worked as a fifth grade teacher in Broken Arrow, Oklahoma. And our CBS affiliate in Tulsa got a statement from the district saying he left on his own and he had passed all the background checks. So when it comes to a motive, police say they are still trying to piece it together.
Arkansas Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders.
We ask that every Arkansan remember this family and lift them up in prayer and offer condolences and comfort to them in any way that you can.
No word on a motive. Time quickly running out for the nations that have not done so yet to reach deals to avoid President Trump's higher tariffs that kick in tomorrow. The White House says 11 top trading partners have already settled up. South Korea, the latest, agreeing to a 15% levy. Business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
A 15% rate, it sounds better than 25 or 50. But remember, if this really holds across all of these trading partners, this would be the highest tariff rate since the 1930s.
President Trump posted to Truth Social this morning, tariffs are making America great and rich again. Russia's